Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. What a glorious day it is.
It is, and it's really unbelievable. For November, this is the first week of November. I'm not sure what the date is, but I know it's November. I know that.
Somewhere in there.
It doesn't feel like November. I've mowed again this week. I'd put the mower away for what I thought was for the winter. And this morning when I went out to feed the birds, it was 61 degrees. So we'll take that in East Central Illinois.
For sure. And in fact, it's been so nice that this past weekend when we switched to our new delivery and pickup model for the rest of the season, and we'll talk a little bit more about how that's working and what we've done and why, but we played bags out in the front yard while we were waiting on pickups.
It was fun. I mean, one of the things that we talk about a lot, because we work all the time, you know, I'm kind of a goof off, so, but I do work all the time and we get tired of work. I mean, it's necessary and important, but it's good to play sometimes.
It is. And that was so much fun.
It was. We've had this bags game for what?
A couple years.
Yeah, a couple years. Hadn't even put it together yet, ever. And we were waiting on customers and it was such a beautiful day. It's like, let's get the bags game out. I'd never played.
I hadn't either. And we really had a good time.
Yeah, I'm not sure we played right, but.
Or well.
You did good. I don't think I did so bad.
You did very good. Yeah. In fact, one time you got all four bags through the hole.
Yes, I did. Yeah. And not at once.
Pretty impressive.
I know. I was impressed with myself too.
I didn't think about trying to throw all four at once.
Yeah, it did get a little bit crazy because we did end up kind of throwing them at each other. And I don't think you're supposed to do that, but it was still kind of funny. And there were some times that I don't know what you were doing, but I was getting hit with the beanbag more than it was even near the place.
Yeah, I had some significant difficulties with the concept.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But you did fine. You got it.
And I did. It took a while.
Yeah. This is not the traditional wooden kind, so it was really springy. And, you know, you couldn't really bank a shot. You couldn't really do it like that.
No.
So, you know, I've played sports and I looked at it as like basketball.
Well, it's not.
No, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. And then we tried it as baseball.
That didn't work either.
Yeah, that did not work so well. And that kind of got out of control.
A little.
Yeah, you don't want me throwing anything toward the house. Not a good thing.
Not a good plan at all.
Thankfully, we have all of our windows still intact.
We do.
But anyway, it was fun.
It was fun. And
a good way to do business.
That's what we commented on several times, is how much fun it was to do business while we were playing in the front yard.
Yeah, that was fun.
But what we had done is we have switched our business model for the rest of the year to three methods of accessing our products. Most of it goes through the online store. All orders, in fact, can go through the online store. And then you have a choice. And your choices are to have local delivery on a Saturday morning if you're within 10 miles of the farm.
As we talked about last week, it's a lot farther away from the farm than what you expect. I mean, you know, we traditionally say we'll deliver to Charleston. Well, this takes in Casey, Westfield, Ashmore, and I think that we probably will be delivering now to the Sarah Bush area. That's really outside of that.
But not too far.
It's not that far out, and we've had a request, so we're going to add that. And so delivery is an option.
It absolutely is. And that's a free delivery.
Yeah, it's free. We are going to have fun doing it.
Bring it to you. You've developed a playlist for the Carrot Mobile.
Yeah, the Carrot Mobile now has a playlist. And, you know, it's just like random. I'm random. I love music. I love all kinds of music. And it was fun to put this playlist together. We talked about, okay, what all do we want to hear? And, you know, we have things like Taking Care of Business. I mean, you got to have that.
Of course.
And I think we have I Am Woman. I mean, come on. You have to have that one.
Right.
And some Alabama, Charlie Daniel, all kinds of different things. So it's random.
Yes.
And fun and motivates us.
And we have had a request to put that together and make it available on Spotify.
I had no idea that people would be interested.
We are not familiar with Spotify, but
I did download it.
About to be.
Yeah, we're going to figure this out.
We are. And so we'll share that.
See if we can share what we're listening to. And I don't know, it's just something kind of fun.
That's right. And so another way that you can access our products is to come out to the farm on Friday afternoons and pick your order up in one of our new pickup boxes.
Yeah, that has been fun. We've had the, well, it used to be just a regular mailbox. And, you know, I got into the paint a few weeks ago.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I found paint.
It's fun.
So, you know, that's kind of scary. So I painted it like bright yellow. I don't, you know, it's kind of bee-ish. And we had yellow paint, so.
Well, and in keeping with our whole concept of using up things that we have around the farm, repurposing, you did that with the paint. And then.
Yeah, with what? Yeah, what we had at the farm.
Right. And then I built the additional 3 pickup boxes from wood that I had in the barn. Actually, it was an old bookcase that my dad had built and pieces of it got a little rickety. So I dismantled it, but saved the good wood out of it. And that has been converted into 3 side-by-side pickup boxes. And once again, you pulled out paint that we had on hand.
We had all kinds of random colors of paint, some that had not much in the can left, and they really kind of needed to be used up because they're in the garage and we don't want to store them all winter like that. It's not a good idea. So you built these boxes. So I had fun painting. So the outside of it, we had some copper paint. I mean, it looks like a penny, kind of. So, I mean, when you just look at it, it kind of looks brown. But so that's the outside of it.
And then each of the 3 doors,
they're all different colors so that the orders can be color-coded. And so now we have yellow, blue, green, and red, I believe. So you might be in the red door or the yellow mailbox. Or,
yes.
So it's fun. It was fun.
It is
fun. And you did a really good job building it.
Thank you.
And your dad would be proud that something he built was using to help our business.
I think he would. And we are putting the names on the outside of the little boxes. When you arrive, you can look just on the outside for which door has your goodies.
Yeah, it's high tech. It's masking tape.
You know, we're doing what we can.
Right, yeah. So we had a lot of people last week that did that. It was so fun. The big box had 4 at one time.
Right.
And the other ones had 1 each. So, and they will hold quite a bit.
They will.
The
so
big box
surprising.
Will hold a big order. It was so fun. And we were outside playing bags, waiting for people to show up so that we could wave from a distance.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we may do a little bit of an upgrade to the system, but it worked pretty smoothly.
It sure did. And so that was exciting. But then the remaining way is we have shifted to free shipping in the United States for all orders over $5. So
take advantage of that.
Absolutely.
Yes, because some of those orders are a little bit expensive to ship. We've decided that's something we can do to offer free shipping. I'm having real problems saying that.
You got it.
I got it that time though. Through the rest of the year.
Right. So 3 ways to get our products, get on our online store, check it out. If you have any difficulty with the store, you can email us or call us and we'll help you out with that. We can edit orders on the back end if you need us to make some changes for you. So don't hesitate to reach out to us for assistance with any of that. We're happy to do it. So One of the things I think we wanted to talk about today was a little bit of sharing how we're coping with pandemic fatigue. And we've really already given you an example, and that was playing bags.
Yeah. That's something, we just haven't even thought about doing those kinds of things because, you know, we're busy running or working or whatever that is. And when we're in the murk, obviously we can't play bags.
That would be
while
dangerous.
We're trying to be in the murk. So I guess if there's a silver lining, even though it's been a little confusing maybe for people, and, you know, are you open? Are you not open? What are you doing? We apologize for that. And we have just really been trying to keep it as safe as we possibly can with the pandemic. And our numbers locally continue to go up. And we want to be responsible business owners. And so we are open on Fridays for pickup. So we have stuck with Fridays and Saturdays. And then Saturday is delivery. Online, we're always open. But yeah, we're tired of it too. We're tired of it. And we're tired that our business can't operate correct like it always has. But, you know, we deal with what it is right now.
Absolutely. So we would encourage all of you to look for those ways that you can do something a little different, that you can pivot, that you can be flexible, that you can
play. And take care of yourself.
Right.
And yesterday we explored an area that's brand, well, it's not really probably that new.
Not at all, but new to us.
It was new to us, and we took a hike. We haven't hiked in a long time.
I have new muscles, I think.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
I found some in my calf.
I haven't done some hill work for a while, but took the new camera out. I got a new camera 2 weeks ago. And so played with that a little bit because I'm still trying to figure out how to use it. It's a lot different than my camera that I learned on almost 40 years ago. So that was fun.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm a little bit sore today, but that's one of the things. Get out and get some fresh air when
Absolutely.
You can
because
yes. things will change. I've started walking every day, and we have walked quite a bit
right.
together. But that has been good for me. I've been listening to music and just taking a walk every day and getting some fresh air. And I've decided that I'm going to do that no matter what the weather is as much as I can. We've been buying rain gear and stuff for snow so we can walk in about any weather.
That's right. So that's how we plan to cope with this pandemic fatigue. And just continue to pray that we get through all of it safely and healthy.
Yeah, we're looking forward to getting back to seeing our friends regularly. And I'm a hugger. I'm the kind of person that likes that. And I look forward to being connected with people again.
Absolutely. So I think as a kind of final segment of this episode, we wanted to ask for some feedback. As you've heard in previous episodes, we are developing some courses that will launch probably the beginning of the year. We'll get a date going. If you're interested in those courses, there will be a link to sign up for further information about those in the show notes. I'll also send that out to our mailing list. But we would like some feedback on just really what is it that we do that you would be interested in learning more about and seeing us cover in a 5 Feline Farm course.
Yeah, that's really important. I taught for many years, and that was always one of the first things that I asked my students, what would you like to get out of this course? So we're asking you, what would you like to hear from us? What can we address? You know, you're probably interested in the way that we play bags. That's really important. But
I'm guessing no.
Right now, we're going to stick to gardening and cottage food.
Right.
I think that's where we're going to start this coursework. So We'd love your feedback.
We would. And we've started building those. You've been doing presentations. We've done some recordings. We've started to load that into a course platform. So we are moving forward with it.
We're moving forward with it. And, you know, it's kind of exciting. I've been out of teaching for a little over a year now. And it's kind of exciting to get back into that, to do research. And I know that's really geeky sounding, but it's just true. And
I think
it makes
me
feel good. I like to teach and I like to learn. And when you teach, you do both of those at the same time.
Yes.
And I love it. So anyway, there you have it. Lots of changes.
What we're doing.
Yeah, we're continuing to do.
Yes.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.